chapter 3, verse 3. For this is he that was spoke of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5. Then went out to the shore to him in Jerusalem, and all the regions around the about Jordan, and were baptized of him, and Jesus confesses their sins.
Can we say, saints, to God be the glory? Amen. You know, praise God for Chloe, we had Abraham, Alyssa, and Peyton, and thank God for their parents who took up the call to raise them the way that the Bible says to raise children and to help them and to just get them going in this path. And we just want to praise God for that. I had a little thing that was called Call to Action. And on this glorious day, we chose to celebrate and our Sabbath and praise God, and also to appreciate his servant. And, you know, Pastor Mendoza came to us. He accepted the call to be a minister and came across many miles and accepted being pastor here at San Jose Central, not San Jose, New Mexico, or San Jose, Arizona. I looked it up and it had San Jose and other places, but in San Jose, California. And we just praise God that he stood up and he took a call to action. And so we want to also do our part with that. We want to do our part in the ministry of Christ in taking up the action, taking a call to action. And this is a call to Jesus, you know, for him. Because, you know, in Matthew it tells us that we should be going out, right? And just bringing people in, and pastor's doing that. He's serving here, and you know, he's also going out. He's equipping us to do that. And I just want to know, are many of you equipped to do that? Are you facing some challenges with that, you know, right now? You know, I just want to tell you a short story. Just last night, helping, you know, I do a lot of planning for things, planning for the church, maybe planning at work, planning with my family, you know, community activities. You know, we want to stay busy and we want to give our time in many places so that in a way then what we're doing is we're letting God use us. God is using us. You know, we bring other people to him, you know, by our actions. We have time to minister to them. And last night, you know, we got together here at church and we put together these corsages. So in the beginning of it was last Sabbath. We were here having practice. And it was mentioned that, oh, we should do corsages for those that are participating, you know, and boutonnieres. And this is something that I had thought about sometime, you know, I plan things several months ahead of time. I get a team together to help out. And I had thought about corsages and things, and I said, you know, I used to get them for the speakers, but I'm like, there's so many of us this time, you know? And it's like the children, I don't know if that's going to go well with them. So I said, okay, we'll do it. And so that took a lot of time out from me preparing what I needed to say to you today. And wanted to say, and just listening to God's call as to what to say to you. I spent several nights this week out gathering stuff for this. And it was fun. I had conversations on the phone with folks while I was doing it, with my family, you know. It was good. We got it all done. We met here last night to put them together. And I want you guys to know that we had a really good time putting them together. We were uplifting to each other, and we talked about more that we can do for God. We talked about how we appreciated our pastor. It was a very good thing, you know. It was a last-minute one, the only last-minute thing on my list. So we got it done. But you know what? I still had to write this paper up. And I'm right here on it right now, okay? So I learned it. So last night, I got home, and I said, okay, Lord, it's time to pray. So I prayed, sat down at my laptop to begin, you know, typing, because the Lord had worked with me all week, putting things in my head, organizing things. So I sat down to put it on paper. I'm like, we're going to get up there, and we're going to be lost. We need to write it down. So I start to type. I look at the time, and God says, go to bed. I said, okay, I went to bed. I knelt down, and I prayed. I got in bed. And it's loud where I live. Sometimes, you know, on the weekend, it's loud in some neighborhoods. So I have this little, my daughter blessed me with my grandson's little noise machine, and I turned on the streaming brook, you know, to listen to it. And I put my head on my pillow, and I started to pray. And you are not going to believe what happened. This is the second time this has happened to me. The other one was totally different, but it happened to me again. Have you ever had an attack? Satan attack you? You know, like physically? I put my head on the pillow, and then there were two hands holding my head and shaking my head. And there was this face. I couldn't make out what it was or who. It was dark. There were eyes. And it says, no, no, you can't say that. You're not going to do it. You're changing everything. I said, immediately, I said, no, God is first. I'm saying what he told me to say. And there was peace. I don't even think there was noise outside the window last night. It was peace. Have you ever had a time where you were called to do something for God? And everything you were encountering was telling you no, or interfering with you doing it. Because that's what I had this past week, where I could not get to that laptop, which my plan was on Monday night, to sit there, to write something. I was out. And then Tuesday night, I was out. Wednesday, Thursday, each night when I thought it was done, I was out. And on Friday, we were here fellowshipping, bringing in the Sabbath, and went home to that. It was still interference, because this was like 11 o'clock when I was sitting down at the laptop and still receiving texts, but I was ignoring them. And that happened. This was my call to action. I've never participated in church at this moment, after a sermon. These children, if you notice in there, the sermon was, "You Remind Me." So they chose characters in the Bible that reminded them of the pastor. And the pastor took up a call. They took up the call to say it. And I took up a call to ask you to take up a call. So I don't know if you had different experiences to get in your way, but I hope that you can answer a call today. Now, I'm looking out, and everybody looks really familiar. You know, I don't know if there's anyone in here that has not given their life totally to Christ. You know, if things have been interfering with you where you haven't said yes to him totally yet, you've been coming to church, but you're not baptized yet, you even find it difficult to commit to that, even though you're coming. And so I just want you to know that if there's one place that you want to care for you and to be loved and to share Christ's word with you and make sure that it's coming from the Bible, each time, San Jose Central, we strive to do that. We pray every single day for our congregation, and we pray for those in our community. And if you would like to stand today to give your heart to Christ, to answer the call of action that he has for you, then I invite you to do that. If you haven't been baptized and you would like to be, you can do that now. So we want to pray for you. We want to be with you. And then, if you're one of those people who you've been coming to church and you're baptized, but you haven't really surrendered everything to God, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, you do things that really, you know, the faith that you decided to be in and be baptized in, that's you're not adhering to that Monday through Friday. And you want to make a change. You've been struggling and you want to tell God, yes, I want to get it right. I want to not have this double-mindedness going on in my head. So we want to give you the opportunity to do that, to call you to action. To action to say yes, totally surrender to Christ. And let your actions Monday through Friday be what you portray on Sabbath. And then there could be some people in here like me. We're baptized, you know. We have worship every day. We walk in Christ. And we invite him to work with us. But what we want to do is we want to ask Christ to fortify us even more in him, to cover us daily with his Holy Spirit, with his whole robe of righteousness. And we want to make sure that everything that we're doing it for him. We're praying every step of the way. So if you fit any of those categories, would you stand so that we can pray? You are baptized. You want Christ to enrich your life. Are you struggling? And you want him to do, even more for you, and you want to commit to that? Or maybe you're not. You're not baptized at all. And you want Christ to be with you. You want to start today. If you fit any of those categories, will you please stand? And we want to pray. We want to ask God to be with us, to bless us, to keep us. If you're standing and you're one of those that have not been baptized and you want to be baptized, before the day's over, see Pastor and talk with him. Okay? Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us. We thank you for accepting us. We ask you, dear Jesus, to stretch your hands over those of us that are standing. We want you to fortify our lives, to enrich us even more, to help us to reach out to everyone that we come around to be with you, to enrich our spiritual life. Thank you for allowing us to have a call to action and to answer it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.